I was 6'3 and 3/4 and 301.
Would you vote for Ryan Harris for governor?
Ryan Harris for governor, sure. I mean, he's he loves politics, I know that. But yeah, he's a great player to play next to. You know, I mean, I played next to him for 2 years, and it's been a great opportunity. You know, I roomed with him for 1 year, and you know, he's a great player and a great person.
What makes him a great player and a great person?
Just, you know, his work ethic, you know. He's always there putting in the hours, you know, studying film, you know, works hard in the weight room, and just a great communicator on the field. You know, he plays there, you know, next to me, and we communicate. We basically know what we're going to do before, you know, we even do it. So we're just, it's real easy to play next to one another.
Can you talk a little bit about the benefits of switching, or the difficulties of switching from the defensive side of the ball to the offensive side, and what kind of the benefits that might have come along with it?
The only difficulty was just controlling the aggressiveness. You know, being a D lineman at first, you're always leaning and, you know, just firing into a gap and things like that. So for the run blocking part, it wasn't too bad. You know, I picked that up pretty quick. But for pass blocking, it was a little bit of an adjustment, sitting back and being able to still be aggressive, but also to sit back and, you know, not lean in the blocks and things like that. So both ways, I think, you know, the aggressive mentality for the run was great coming from the defense, but I needed to learn how to tame that down for pass plays.
Did you feel like knowing the techniques of some of the guys across the line from you, you had been there, helped you out?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you could, you know, read stances a little better and, you know, just see if someone's leaning a certain way and, you know, things like that could definitely help. You know, see the pressure of his hand, if he's going to, you know, slant out or if he's going to definitely come straight ahead. You know, that's definitely all tips that you learn along the way. And for me, it was easier since I played the position.
What type of prospect would you have been on the defensive line if they kept you there?
I mean, I'm not sure. You know, I mean, I never got that opportunity. So I'm just happy that, you know, I was moved to offensive guard and I got the opportunity to, you know, to be a 2-year starter. And just I'm fortunate that, you know, they made that move for me.
What were your first impressions of
Coach Weiss? First impressions were, you know, just a hard-nosed guy. I mean, he actually came to see us when Coach Willingham was there. Came on a Saturday morning workout, and let's just say he gave it to us afterwards. Coach Willingham let him talk, and he just kind of laid into us a little bit about what he, you know, alma mater of the school, someone who took great pride in Notre Dame. You know, he let us know how he felt. So we knew right off the bat, you know, the guys that were there for that we were getting a hard-nosed coach who, you know, just tells you like it is, and that's all you could ask for. You know, he works his butt off, and he's there all the time, you know, all hours of the day. And, you know, he just tells you how it is, whether, you know, you're playing well or you're not playing so well.
Did that suit you, that type of coaching? Oh,
definitely, yeah. I mean, for me especially, I like a coach, you know, just tells me straightforward of what you need to work on, you know, what you're doing well, what you're doing bad, and, you know, just it's always a straight shooter with you.
Do you think it helps that there's such a large Notre Dame contingent here?
There's 8, 9 You know, I think it's great for Notre Dame. I mean, it helps. We're all here at different times. So, like, right now it's just the offensive line. So, like I said, me and Ryan are here, which is great. I guess the receivers come in today and whatnot. So, you really don't get to see everybody. But I think it's great for the school and, you know, for Notre Dame. And, you know, I feel part of, you know, fortunate being able to represent Notre Dame here.
What about playing in Notre Dame? Obviously, mistake and all that. What was your experience like?
Oh, it was a great experience, you know. I wouldn't change it for the world. It was, you know, a great opportunity, like I said, and just playing in front of 80,000 plus every week and being on NBC, and, you know, what more could you ask for? You know, everyone's able to watch you, and that's what, you know, you want, you know. And we just have a great fan base that's, like I said, at every game, and just the whole town, you know. When we're doing well, the town's doing well, it seems like. So it's kind of nice to, you know, take pride in, you know, not only that you're playing on the field, but how it affects everybody around you.
Is Notre Dame back, or
hey, I think we're back on the right track. You know, obviously, I'm very upset. You know, I never got a chance to beat USC. I know Ryan was talking over there, but, you know, I never got a chance to beat them, and I never got a chance to win a bowl game. You know, two things that I desperately wanted, you know, at Notre Dame. And that was disappointing, but I think that overall, I think, you know, Notre Dame is definitely headed in the right direction, for sure. And, you know, I feel like, you know, our senior class was a part of that, you know, with the last 2 years going to a BCS game, and now we just got to overcome that and just be able to come out on top in those big games.